Blessed be the name, oh, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, there's power in the name. Power in the name. Power in the name of the Lord. Oh, there's power in the name. Power in the name. Power in the name of the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Mary Armstrong. I'm coming to you with a word and a prayer in the eyes of a layperson. And I'm glad to be with you today on this beautiful Tuesday morning. And I'll be coming to you from Genesis, the 15th chapter. And it's talking about Joseph's dream of greatness and also Joseph sold by his brethren. And it's talking about jealousy and love. So we're going to be getting into the message this morning, telling you a story coming from Genesis. It's about a man, and he has 12 sons. And the 12 sons is by 4 different women. And their names is Rachel, Leah, Zephrah, and Bilhah. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it first. Abram talks about a man named Abram. And in Genesis, the story is in Genesis 37 chapter. That's where we're going to be coming from about the story. But in Genesis 15:13, it's a promise that God made to Abram before he changed his name to Abraham. I'm going to read this to you. It says, "Thy seed will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs." They're going to be in a strange land. "They shall serve there. They shall be afflicted for 400 years. And also that nation whom they serve will be judged. And they shall serve them, but they shall come out with great substance. And God is going to punish them." Lord Jesus. So they're going to serve that nation for 400 years, but when God bring them out, they're going to come out with great substance. Praise God. So God is going to bless them, but they're going to be afflicted in that land for 400 years. So now we're going to be talking to you about this people. They had to get down to this in this land at this time, but right now they're in the land of Canaan. It was Jacob's children. He had 12 sons and one daughter. But what it was, he fell in love with this one daughter. But she had a sister named Leah. But his father tricked Jacob. He wanted to marry Leah. He wanted to marry Rachel, and she was beautiful. And he worked 7 years, Laban, that he'd worked 7 years for Rachel. And when it was time for him to marry Rachel, they had a big celebration. And they partied, and they had a big celebration, and His Future's father-in-law, they really got him drunk and all that. And they had Leah in this room or whatever, however it was. And Jacob went in there, he thought it was Rachel. You know, he laid with her and he thought it was Rachel. But the next morning, he found that it was Leah and he had got tricked. And he wanted to know why. But his father-in-law let him know that, you know, it wasn't the custom for the younger daughter to get married before the older daughter. So he told him, said, well, you let Leah have her week out and then you can have Rachel. So he had to serve several more years to get Rachel. So in all, he had to work 14 years, and he could have Rachel, but he had to let Leah have her week out. So in all, he worked 17 years. 77 is 14. He worked 14 years in all, but he let Leah have him the whole week out, and then he was able to get Rachel, but he had to serve 14 years altogether. So that was a rivalry. It was a rivalry for those sisters. And God saw that Leah was hated, so he opened up Leah's womb and she began to have children. And he closed Rachel's womb and she wasn't able to have children. And Leah just kept on having children and having children, and she had sons. And Leah would think, well, now my husband's going to love me. But that still didn't cause Jacob to love Leah. He loved Rachel so, and it just caused strife between the sisters, and Leah just kept having sons and different things, and Rachel wasn't able to have children. So let me begin to read some of the 37th chapter of Genesis. And Jacob dwelt in the land, and this is after they had had all the children. And Leah ended up having 6 boys by Jacob. But Jacob still didn't love her like he loved Rachel. And then as they went on, Rachel gave her servant to Jacob to have children by her servant. And she had 2 boys by Rachel's handmaiden. And when Leah saw that her handmaiden gave her handmaiden to Jacob, she gave her handmaiden to Jacob, and she had 2 sons. Okay, and then one day they was out in the field. Leah's son was out in the field, and he found some, I forget the name of it, and he brought him to his mom. And that was something that would help you to conceive. And so Rachel wanted it. I forget what it's called now. And she wanted it from Leah. And she said, okay, Jacob can come into you tonight. And she traded that for Jacob to go into Leah. And God opened up Rachel's womb, and she conceived, and she had Joseph. But Leah ended up conceiving again, too. But anyway, Rachel had Joseph. But Leah ended up having 6 boys, and Rachel ended up having Joseph, 1 son. And to tell it all, Jacob had 6 boys by Leah. Rachel ended up conceiving again, and she had 2 boys, but when she had Benjamin, she died at childbirth. And Leah's handmaid had 2 sons, and Rachel's handmaid had 2 sons. So in all, Jacob had 12 sons and 1 daughter. So we're going to come down to this right here where they are older now, and we're going to tell the story. Now, the 37th chapter tells us that And Jacob dwelled in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, now he's a teenager now, and all the other children older than is older. Now, Benjamin's the baby, and Joseph is 17. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock, his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought his father the evil report. And he would go back and he'd tell Jacob whatever the other sons was doing. You know, sometimes you'd call that a tattletale. He'd go back and tell whatever. Now, Israel, God had changed Jacob's name to Israel, loved Joseph more than all his children. And you know, you don't supposed to have favorites. So that can cause problems in the family. Because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. So he loved him more. He showed favoritism. And that causes a lot of trouble between the family. We shouldn't have favoritism. And I know how that is, because in our family, my dad had favoritism, and I wasn't one of his favorites. But, you know, we still loved our daddy. And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And see, that's not right when you have favoritism. That causes problems in the family. Because he was his son of his old age. And he should have not showed favoritism. And when he made him a coat, now you know that made them angry toward their brother. And they couldn't even speak peaceably about their brother. And that was wrong. And where he went back and told him things about what they were doing, now they sure didn't like him then. Okay. And he said unto them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed." And God dealt with Joseph in dreams. Now, then, have you ever been dealt with in dreams? Because I've had dreams before, and it seemed like sometimes they would stay with you. But God dealt with Joseph in dreams, and he would tell it to his brothers. He didn't know no better. He would tell it to his brothers. And look what God would deal with him, and he would tell his brothers. He didn't know no better. "Well, behold, we were bound in sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaves arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obscene to my sheaves." And his brother said to him, "Shall thou indeed reign over us? Or shall thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dream and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brethren, and said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obscene to me." Okay, let's go to It gives us a reference here. It says 43:29. Let's go to 43, chapter 29, verse, and see what's going on here. The 40 and the 29th verse. Let's see what it's saying. 46, 29. 46. And Joseph made ready his chariot. Okay, now this going on down. It's showing when he got to Egypt. Oh, it tells about what they done. And Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father, and father to Goshen, and presented himself unto him. And he fell on his neck and wept on his neck and a good while. So see, it's showing in the future what is happening, because Joseph ended up in Egypt and became second in line to Pharaoh, because they sold him to the merchants and Pharaoh. And he's showing what is to happen later on in life to Joseph, because God had told Abram that his seed was gonna be slaves in a strange land. So that's showing what's gonna really happen in the future. Joseph is gonna be next in line to Pharaoh, and he's gonna be able to save his family, because they're gonna sell him into slavery in Pharaoh, and Pharaoh gonna make Joseph second in line, and he gonna be able to save his family. But see, they don't see that here. But that's showing what God's going to bless Joseph later on in life. And so that's why God is letting him have these dreams now. But at this time, they don't know this. But God is showing him in a dream what's going to happen later on in life. And so they're not seeing that now, but God is dealing with Joseph. Praise God, letting him know what's going to happen later on in life. And he dreamed and he told his father, and he told it to his father and his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth?" And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. And his brethren went to feed their flock in Shechem. But see, God was showing him what the future was going to be later on. We don't understand things now, but he was showing him in a dream what was going to happen in the future. Praise God. And let's look at 47:25. 47:25. And they said, "Thou hast served out, saved our lives. Let us find grace in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants." And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth part for it, except the land of the priests only, which became not Pharaoh's. So he was showing all this to Joseph in a dream, what was going to happen years later in the life of Joseph, because Joseph was going to be second in line to Pharaoh. Joseph had to go through something. They was going to sell him into Egypt. He was going to be put in prison and all this. But when he comes out, he was going to be second in command to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh is going to put him over all this, where he would help save the lives of many people, because God had gave him knowledge of what to do to save the lives of his people in Canaan, because they was going to come and dwell in Egypt to preserve lives. But at this time, they didn't know what was going on. But by his brother selling him into Egypt, he was going to preserve their lives. And see, they couldn't see that at the time. They was jealous of their brother, because God was doing this, that he was going to preserve their life later on down in the chapter. But they didn't see this. They was jealous of their brother. But God was working it out for them to do all this. Praise God. Okay, so let's look on down. And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. And his brothers went to feed their flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, "Do not thy brothers feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them." And he said unto them, "Here I am." Okay, let's go to 33:18-20. Okay, and let's go on down. And he said unto him, I go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flock, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Haran, and he went to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, what seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flock. And he said, and the man said, they are departed hence. Well, I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. See, they hated him. Jealousy, they were so jealous of Joseph, their brother. He was of their blood. But they hated him, so their father loved him more than he loved them. That he put him before them. He made him a coat of many colors, and he put him before them, and they were so jealous of their brother that jealousy caused them to hate him, and they conspired against him to kill him. And they said, and let's see what's going to happen to his dreams then. And look what they said. Come now, therefore, let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say some wild beast had devoured him. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hand and said, let us not kill him, but cast him into some pit that's in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him that he might deliver him to his father later. And it came to pass that when Joseph was come, they stripped him out of his coat, colors, and they cast him into the pit, and it was empty. No water was in it. And they sat down to eat bread. Now, you know Joseph was terrified. You know he had to be terrified. He didn't know what was going on. No doubt he was just a young boy. He was hollering, no doubt, and screaming for help. And they sat down to eat bread like it wasn't nothing. No doubt laughing and saying, now look, what's going to happen to his dream now? He can't help himself. Look at him now. He's screaming. He can't go back and tell daddy nothing now. But then they looked up and they saw this caravan coming, going to Gilgal. And they drew him out. They were coming with camels and burned spices and myrrh and balm and all that. And they drew him out and sold him for 20 pieces of silver. Look what they did. Joseph didn't know what was going on, but they took him out and sold him for 20 pieces of silver. And then they took his coat and killed a kid and took his coat and soaked it in blood. And then when Reuben come back to get it, they had done, the boy wasn't there. They soaked his coat in blood and took it to his dad and they like a wild beast and towed up and killed the boy. Didn't even think about his dad, how it was hurting his dad. Look, the evil in him, the evil. Didn't even care enough about the dad, how it was hurting his dad. Didn't even care. And they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goat and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors and they brought it to their dad and said, this have we found. Know whether it be thy son's coat or not. Look at this. Lord, have mercy. Jealousy, cruel as the grave. Look at this. Lord, have mercy. Look at this. Lord, have mercy. Lord, look what jealousy would do. They hated him so that they'd rather let their daddy suffer. Look at this. Look at this. Is this not your son's coat? Look, it didn't even say our brother. Didn't have no kind of feelings. And all his brothers and all his daughters rose up in to comfort him. But he refused to be comforted, and he said, for I will go down unto the grave to my son's mourning. Thus his brother wept for him. And the Mennonite sold him to Egypt to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and captain of the guard. Look at that. He was just 17 years old. They didn't care nothing about their brother only because the daddy put him above them and made him a coat of many colors because he was the son of his old age. You don't need to have favoritism with your children because it makes them hate one another. 12 sons. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. Now, the mics are open, and we're going to ask anyone if they have anything they would like to add. Anyone, if you have had experiences through this, we want you to have something to say.
Good afternoon, family. God bless
Good afternoon.
You, Minister Mary. Greetings from Broken Vessels and by way of Philadelphia. How are you and the deacon today?
I am blessed today. I am blessed. I am blessed.
I'm blessed today to hear you do your prayer ministry, and it really does my heart good. So I got happy feet right now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You know, when you're talking about the story with Joseph and his brothers and how they threw him away and just tried to kill him. And
yes,
the miracle is that Joseph lived.
Joseph lived.
Yes. That Joseph lived because he had a purpose.
Yes, he did. He had a purpose.
He had a purpose. And his crazy brothers didn't realize that he had a purpose just like they did. So instead
That's
of
right.
feeling jealousy and envy, you know, jealousy is when you want to want what they have, and then envy is when you want to stop what God has given you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, and then, see, I'm getting all these different thoughts at one time, so I had to hesitate for
That's
a moment.
All right. Sure, I'm with us.
Yes, ma'am. When Joseph survived, even with his coat of many colors, and of course they got this play that talked about Joseph in his technicolor raincoat, when Joseph had this coat of many colors, that coat that he had, in my readings and in my observations, that coat that his father gave him said that he had many things to do, just like a representation of the colors. He had many things to do, at which was a representation of those colors that he got the coat. So, right, hallelujah to that. And I said, so then when he was placed second next to Pharaoh.
Yes, he was.
The purpose was he had to save his family. And then
yes,
the reveal was, y'all tried to kill me, but I had to save you in the meantime. If I wasn't there. There was
That's
no one
right.
to save you.
No one
would have been there. If his brother was not there, no one would have saved him.
No one. That's right. That's right.
So to me, each of us has a purpose that God has given us.
Of
each of us has been given a purpose that God has given us. So now we trust God with everything. We trust God with food, shelter, money, cars, houses. We trust God for everything. So
now,
so now since God has given us everything, can he trust us with the purpose?
Can he trust us? That's right.
Can God trust us?
Can God trust us? Oh, praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
That's the question. Can God trust us?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Praise God. That makes me think of the men that he gave the talents to.
Well,
the two gave five, one he gave two, one he gave one. The five went out and got the other five. The two went out and gave the other two. But who? The one that had the one, he went and dug in the earth and hid it.
Yeah.
And didn't make nothing out of it. Didn't even use the one.
Uh-huh.
God with what he gave us. We supposed to work that he gave us, not sit on.
That's right.
We supposed to work that he gave us. That's what he gave it to us for. He know what we're capable of doing.
Yep.
And we supposed to use that for the kingdom.
Yep.
To help someone else to come in.
That's
what he gave it to us for. Praise God. So he don't give us anything that we can't do. He knows what we're capable of.
That's right. That's right.
And we're supposed to be busy while we're here. We're supposed to be working for the kingdom.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Because if it had, that makes me think of this story. It comes on at Christmas time. And they show the man, he wants to kill himself. And this angel shows him that if you had not been here, he hadn't lived. Okay, he shows him when his brother died. Well, you wasn't there to save him. That's right. He shows him this other man where he saved him, where he gave the people the wrong pills. Okay, you wasn't just not to give the man the pills. Different things that he
it's
had
a
done
wonderful life.
In the life. Well, you wasn't there to stop it, you know.
That's right.
And it was different
it's
things
a wonderful
that he
life.
Had done when he was there. But because you wasn't there, you didn't get to stop it, you know.
That's
so we
right.
all have a purpose in life.
Yes, ma'am.
We all have a purpose. We weren't born to just sit still and do nothing. We all have a
correct.
Purpose. Praise
agreed.
God. We do. We do. We have a purpose. Praise the Lord.
And it is a wonderful life.
It's a wonderful life. That's true.
That's the name of that movie.
That's the name of the movie. It's a wonderful life. We all have a purpose to do what God put us here to do. Praise God. I can't do what he put you here to do. I can do what he put me here to do.
That's right.
Lord, right. That's right. I'm not to try to be you. I have to be me. And a lot of people, they want to do someone else's job. But we have to do our own job. That's what we have to do. You know. Praise God. Praise God. That's it. That's it. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And by Joseph, God giving him those dreams at an early age, he was showing him those things at an early age, what was going to happen in the future. Because he said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for my good.
That's right.
He meant it for my good. And it took him all those many years to get there, but it fell in place at the right time. He had to suffer through those years, but at the right time, it happened.
At the right time. That's right.
It happened. Yes, it all fell in place. And because he got sold into Egypt, praise God, he was able to save his family because they would all starve and die. But because
that's
he
true.
Was in Egypt, and he was second in command of Pharaoh, he was able to bring his family over into Egypt, and they was able to survive.
Yep.
Praise God. I tell you, God is able to do all things.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking out
yep.
for us when we don't even know he's looking out for us. Praise God. It's
That's
a
right.
wonderful thing. And our
yeah,
Lord have mercy. Look at God. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. And
mm-hmm.
he's more than enough. He's more than enough. Praise God.
More than
he's
enough.
More than enough. Praise the Lord. He's more than enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is anyone else on the line? Praise God. I didn't call anybody. I just said, you know, whoever want to come on can come on. But he is
That's
more
right.
than enough. We have to trust him for what we need. He's got all power. Praise God. But when he rose from the dead, he rose up with all power in his hand.
All power.
And we trust him. We have to trust him. Praise God. And when we pray, believe. We don't have to beg him for anything. We just ask. Praise
yeah.
God. And he'll do what he said he would do. Yes, he will. He'll do what he said he would do. Praise our God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise
That's
God.
What the song
like
says.
That's right. He'll do what he said he would do. Praise our God. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. Because he's able to do above and exceedingly. Praise our God. Praise our God. We thank him today. We thank him
yes,
today.
Yes, we do.
For all. Because he's been better to me than I realized. I tell you. Because even when we're children, he sees our whole lives. He sees our whole life.
Yeah.
Praise God. God, praise God. Praise God. And the pitfalls that Satan digs for us, he leads us around us. He leads us around us. So he puts pitfalls
mm-hmm.
out there for us to fall in. But God leads
yeah.
us around them. Praise God. And I thank him for that. I thank him for that. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Because, you know, as Joseph, you know, as he went down in Potiphar about, you know, and when his wife lied on him and kept
Oh,
on
yeah,
him,
Potiphar's wife.
Mm-hmm. And Potiphar's wife, she lied on him. She lied. And she kept on after him, and he was a nice-looking man. And he said, everything is, he's your husband, put everything in my hands but you. But she kept on.
Now you're breaking up.
When he was by himself, and she kept on, and he had to run from her. Sometimes you have to run, but it's all right to run, but she got his coat. And she kept it nearer to her, and she began to say, yeah, he came in on me, said, I caught his coat. And she began to tell her husband, and he put Joseph in the prison with where the king's servants were. And he everything Joseph's hands took, God bless. God
yeah.
bless. See how God works. He blessed everything Joseph's hands took, even when he was in Potiphar's house. Everything Joseph took, he blessed everything in Potiphar's house. See, God will bless everything that you touch when you serve and you're faithful.
That's
he blessed his faithfulness. He blessed his faithfulness. I tell you, God will see you through whatever you go through. That don't mean you're not going to have trials, because you're going to have trials. You're going to do
oh, yeah.
things. But because Jesus went through things. It wasn't easy. They talked about him. They did things. But he still stood. He called them old Pharisees hypocrites. Called them drivers, because that's what they was. They were hypocrites.
Yep.
Yes, he did. Called them stiff-necked and all that. And they was
But he kept on going and doing God's will. He said, I come to do my Father's will. And that's what he did. And that's what we have to do, too. We have to do what God tells us to do. That's what we have
to
do.
That's right.
And when he went to the prison and he saw that they were sad, and he went there, and they had had a dream. And the butler began to tell the dream. And he told him that it's 3 days. It is now. It's 3 days. In 3 days, he going to put you back in your position. So when he told the butler his dream with a bag, oh, Lord, that was a good dream. He wanted to tell his dream then. Okay, he said, well, 3 days now, they were going to lift your head off your shoulders. Well, oh, Lord, that wasn't a good dream. So in 3 days, the butler was put back in his position. He was giving Pharaoh his cup again. In 3 days, they came, and the butler, they lifted his head off. But he told he told the butler, now, remember me. But see, it wasn't time yet for him to come out of prison. It wasn't time. But then Pharaoh began to have dreams. He began to have dreams about the cows. The fat cows, and then the fever cows coming out, and then they ate up the fat ones, but then they looked like they hadn't ate nothing. Pharaoh was having those dreams, and the butler began to remember. And he told Pharaoh about the young man in the prison that had told him his dream and all, and it was time for Joseph to come out of prison. See, God knows the right time. We think it's our time now, but it ain't our time yet. But when it's time, God will begin to move. And it was time for Joseph to come out of prison. And he told them to bring him out. And they took Joseph and cleaned him up and brought him before Pharaoh. And Joseph told Pharaoh the dream. And Pharaoh said, now, who can we set over this thing? It was time for Joseph to be set over everything, because God had given him the knowledge. See how God works? Oh, praise God. I tell you, when God began to set you over something, he was the man. And he put him in second command. Lord, have mercy. Look what he did for Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Jumped right over the masters and became who he became. Jumped right over there.
Jumped over
the masters.
Second in command. Ain't that something? Lord have mercy. I tell you, he put him right in place. Lord, and gave him all. I couldn't pronounce that name that he gave him, that man's daughter to be his wife. Lord have mercy. Gave him 2 sons. And Lord, I tell you, it's wonderful when God puts you in position. And you'll fit right in place. Fit right in place. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And when he's at the right time. Every puzzle begin to fit in place. Praise our God. I tell you, when God fixes it, everything will fall in place. Every time. Praise God. I'm so glad you tuned in today, Chaplain. Praise our
God. My love, I'm always glad to talk with you, Minister.
God is so good, Annie. He is so good. And the time got away from me because I was trying to study for this last night. I said, he didn't gave me nothing yet. I didn't know what I was going to do. He didn't gave me nothing. He didn't gave me nothing. Well, Deacon said, oh, he'll give you something. I came back in here and I opened my Bible and I was trying to look through something. And time had got away from me and it was 7:30 something. And I was teasing, well, she's just on to 7:30. And I said, Lord, I done missed it.
And you still study.
I done missed it. Lord, have mercy. But praise God. Thank you for tuning in today.
Absolutely. It's my honor to do so.
Right? You'll be on tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, Lord,
at 7 p.m.
Tune in, I tune in tonight by the grace of God.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a talk for tonight, because I was going to talk about how God gives us everything, but are we ready for what God's given us?
Are we ready? See, I praise our God. Well, where is Pastor George today? Where is he at today?
He's dozing.
Oh,
he had his workout today. He had his physical therapy, and so he's a little like tired right now.
Well, every now and then we have to get our little doze on. Praise God.
Get a little doze on.
Praise God. He's good all the time.
So when he wakes up, I'll give him his cookies and milk, and then he'll be all right.
Well, you give the baby. You give the baby his cookies and milk. Praise
I'll give the baby his cookies and milk when he wakes up.
Praise our God. Well, we're going to end in prayer. Most precious
yes,
and
ma'am.
Ours, God, we thank you. We thank you for this hour of prayer. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. We thank you for letting us talk about Joseph and how you blessed him at a young age and brought him out, Lord, and blessed his family, and how you just supplied what they needed at that time. We honor you today in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, God, because you're more than enough. And we just lift you up because there's none like you. We ask you lead us out of God. Help us to walk in the direction that you would have us to walk. Help us to live the life that you would have us to live, because we know, God, that we all have a purpose, God. And we want to walk in the purpose that you have given us, Lord. We want to be able to help encourage somebody as we go along the way, God. Help us, God.
Yes.
Help us to live the life day by day, Lord, trusting you, God, knowing, God, that you're able to just lead and guide us. Help us, God, to keep our light burning, God. Oh, God, because we know that you have put that light in us, God, because you are the light of the world. Oh, God, lead, guide, and direct our path. Help us, God, to be able to let somebody see you in us, God, because time is winding up, and you soon to come back for your church without spot or wrinkle. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless, continue to bless Sister Chaplin, Lord. Continue to bless Pastor George. Continue, Lord, to lead God and direct us. We ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Put a hallelujah on that one. Yes, sister.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
See you later.